Oh no! I have students who are dating each other in the band. What do I do? Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
My first thought to you is don't be too worried if you have students who are dating each other. I ended up marrying my high school sweetheart, and she was in the color guard in marching band. That's how we met. We met on a band trip, and we were hanging out in the same group of 8 or 10 students in the spring of our junior year. The summer between our junior and senior year, we started dating. 2.5 years later, we got married. We are going on 32 years, 4 grown kids, 6 grandbabies. So there are a lot of success stories about that. I know a lot of people who married someone that they dated in the band. I would say most of the girls I dated were in the band. And we didn't get into too much trouble. There were times we were supposed to be watching a competition and we were on the other side of the field so we could hang out alone, but we weren't doing anything bad. So don't be too worried. But, and this is a big but, teenagers do need to set limits. And as much as they might gripe and complain, they respect those limits and like to have those limits. So don't be swayed by the complaining. Couple of rules and tips that you can follow that will help you is no touching ever. I like to tell students nowadays that there's no sitting on laps, there's no hugging except like a quick hug and greeting. Definitely no kissing, not even holding hands. Sometimes I've taken a more laid-back approach on the holding hands thing, but I've been pretty strict about all of those. And sometimes students will tell me like two girls will be sitting on each other's laps and they're like, she's just like my sister. We're not dating or anything. I just tell them, I don't care. My rule is no sitting on laps, whether you're dating or not, because there's just too much confusion in that area these days. So no touching ever. Another tip to follow is to separate the students on the bus. The best way to do this is front to back, or if you have more than one bus, you can have a boys' girl and a girls' bus, a boys' bus and a girls' bus. This doesn't totally eliminate any problems in this day and age, but it does help out a lot. You could, if you don't want to go to that point of separating them on the bus, you can just say no known people who are dating can sit together on the bus. And that makes it easier too, because there's a lot of brother sister type of relationships going on, and the funny thing is sometimes those do develop into dating, but sometimes they are very platonic. So if you're comfortable with that, then you can just situate people throughout the bus and just separate the ones that you know are dating. The easier thing with this day and age with same-sex couples and all that is to just make it easy and fair, and the same rules apply to everybody. It doesn't matter if it's boy, girl, 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 boy, boy. There's the same rule applies to everybody. That this way you don't have to get into trouble. Something you can also do is to assign bus seats by section. This doesn't totally eliminate anything, but it does make it a little bit easier if you've trained your section leaders to kind of take charge and you know that the policy is no PDA. Then that can be quite effective. Sometimes the section leaders are the problem. So it helps if you've developed a culture of this over several years. When I first started, I spent 13 years at a high school. I'm currently at a middle school now. But when I first started at the high school, I had a lot of problems with PDA. As I set the culture and the standard for that not to be the case, it virtually went away. There were a few times that I would have to say something, but most of the time it was kind of taken care of by itself. You may need to talk the kids off the fence about quitting. This is one of the drawbacks of students dating. Mostly, in my experience, this mostly happens to girls who had a huge crush on a boy, and they're dating them. Maybe sometimes it's even their first boyfriend. They break up and they're like, there's no way I can even be in the same room as this person. So sometimes I talk with them about, well, haven't you loved music before this? Yes. You're going to give up your love of music because you've been hurt by someone else? I guess not. So talk to those students when that happens. Another good rule to follow is to have the one to a blanket rule. Once again, it doesn't matter if you're just friends with someone, if you grew up with them, it doesn't matter if it's two boys, two girls, or a boy and a girl, one person to a blanket. So everyone needs to bring their own blanket. You might make an exception for this for actual siblings that you've had. And in my course of time, I've had tons of siblings. Some of them didn't want to have anything to do with each other and would sit on totally different parts of the bus and never spent time together. And some were very close and would be spending the entire time together and sit together on the bus. It really depends on their personalities. When you are having some free time, when you're going somewhere and you're going out to eat, or you stop at the mall for a mealtime or something, I like to have a rule of groups of three minimum. So there's no coupling off. And this was an expectation I had set with my groups, that you can't go off with the person you're dating unless you have a third person along with you. And that seems to temper things down a little bit. I hope that these tips have been helpful. Just remember that most of these relationships are not going to continue, but some of them do, and some of them go to be fruitful, productive relationships of many happy years of marriage.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.